Amino Podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll find themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Here it comes. From the Renap Studios, not in Hollywood, the show where they spin a big wheel every single week is about to play its own version of The Fabulous Price is Right. Come on down, Julia. Come on down, Nelson from Denver. Come on down, Isabel, and come on down, John. You are the first four contestants on The Price is Right. And now, here's the star of The Price is Right, Rob Barker. Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. What a nice ovation from the studio audience here for The Price is Right. Uncle Kiwi, here we are. Wow.
People who are listening should go right to YouTube because the flair on our first four contestants is worth the price of admission, which is free.
Yes. All right. So very excited for our Renap edition of The Price is Right. We've been working hard on this all week long to bring you our Renap Price is Right. Akiva, how are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited for The Price is Right. We're about as far away from the contestants as they are on The Real Price is Right during the COVID era right now. So yeah. This is, you know, it's basically a Zoom at this point. It could be a Zoom.
Yes. Okay. We are coming in hot, coming off of a very well-received episode of the podcast last week, the world's biggest Stan tournament, 4+ hours. And if this episode is 4 hours, something's gone wrong.
Yes. Especially since we're getting started a little late. I think, first of all, every Price is Right episode should start with Drew Carey talking about how the last week's episode, last episode went.
Sure.
Like we had a corker on Wednesday, right? We gave away 2 cars. That would be funny.
Yeah.
Just like a quick review of, imagine if somebody reviewed Price is Right every day.
Yeah, recap podcast. That could be us.
A Price is Right recap podcast.
Yeah. You know, if something goes wrong, that'll be us. All right. So let's meet our contestants here. We're going to jump right into it and meet our panel here today. Our first four contestants down here in contestants row. Let's welcome in first Julia. Julia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good. Julia, how excited are you? You have a name tag and everything to be here on the Renap Price is Right.
I am so excited. I'm a huge Price is Right fan. I'm not quite a Stan, but I'm definitely a big fan. I follow all of the models on Instagram, and I have a huge crush on one of the models, James.
James, yeah. Boy, Kiva, that's like a good job to be one. Like when I was a kid, you know, I could never have dreamt of being, you know, a model on The Price is Right. I mean, that would have been like a dream job for me.
Yeah, I didn't know how many models do they have? I didn't even know there's like a whole thing.
They have 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, two men.
Yeah. And you stand there and you like point at stuff. It's great. It's a great gig.
What do you think they make?
I don't know.
What are they pulling in a year? It's a good question, right?
Yeah, great question.
That should be a question on The Price is Right.
Yeah, how much?
What do we pay James?
What do they pay James? All right, Julia, so happy to have you here. What's your favorite Price is Right game?
I would say Mountain Climber.
Mountain Climber, yes. Okay, that's a good one. Cliffhanger, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we have in store for you today. All right. Let's welcome in... Nelson is here, and let's say hello to, is this a Renap debut for Nelson?
This is my first time. Hello.
Nelson, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. Very excited to see you.
All right.
We last saw Nelson as we were leaving Minnesota, Rob, a year and a half ago.
Minnesota.
Yeah. So, yeah, Nelson, are you a big Price is Right guy?
Yeah, it was huge in my childhood when I was homesick from work or homesick from school. Mm-hmm. I was watching Price is Right all the time. So it was like my dream to go and meet Bob and never got the chance, though. But this is just as good, though, right?
Okay, yeah, this is as close as a lot of us are getting for the Price is Right. That I was saying a couple of weeks ago to Akiva, I was watching some of the COVID episode that they filmed. They're not super fun. This is a lot more fun so far.
Yeah, a little bit dino. Yeah, it's not the same as with the crowd.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. All right.
And should we have had a crowd? Should we have put a crowd in here?
No, we have a crowd. And I do I think that everybody, when somebody comes up and from Contestants Row, that, hey, feel free to help out whoever's up here if you want to help him shout out an answer or whatever you want to do. Let's make this a fun time for everybody here on The Price is Right. All right. Let's say hello to Isabel is here. Isabel.
Hi, Rob. I am chuffed to bits to be here, except I thought this was the Clubhouse mailbag, so I'm a little bit confused.
Yes. Okay. What does it say on your shirt?
I'm chuffed to bits, and then $1, Rob.
Wow.
And she's got the Renap logo also on her shirt.
Yeah, I never imagined that somebody would make their own customized t-shirt for this.
Yep, I spent $0 on this, so I'll probably win it all back.
Okay, all right.
I can't imagine a second use for that shirt, but I definitely appreciate it.
We'll see. Maybe
good for the memory box.
Yeah,
for the
memory box. All right. Well, looks great. Happy to have you here, Isabel. And then here is, I guess, in the flesh, making another Renap debut is John. 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 How are you?
Woo! Let's go.
John John is all right. Very pumped up for The Price is Right. Are you in full St. Patrick's Day outfit?
Technically, this is my leprechaun costume.
Oh, so you're honoring the Renap legend, the leprechaun.
That, and because, yes, it's going to be St. Patty's, and unfortunately, I cannot see the water turn green from here.
Mm-hmm. What, is that a big Tampa thing? They turn the water green?
Every city. I mean,
every city.
I saw
Chicago.
Chicago
thing, John. John.
I think anywhere with a river or a water type.
They turn every river green.
Everywhere. Every river runs green on St. Patty's Day.
Wow. I'm learning so much.
Should we mention that we started this whole thing? We got to John John and realized he wasn't here and had to redo the whole.
Yep.
The whole
to be honest, the first intro was going better. To be honest, self assessment.
John John asked to come on for 2 years and then nowhere to be found when we start the podcast.
Yeah, they've never had that before on The Price is Right, where they call somebody. Is this person here? Oh, wait, they're not here.
I think someone's been in the bathroom when they got called before and they just edited out of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Akiva, anything else that we need to do before we talk about our first item up for bids?
No, I think we're playing regular Price is Right games today, and the ultimate winner of whatever the showcase showdown will be will stay with us for the mailbag, right?
I think that's the plan. Yeah. So we have a little bit of variations in our games. I think we're going to be playing a total of 4 pricing games. Then we're going to spin the wheel. The winner and we're going to spin the Price is Right wheel, not the Renap wheel. And the person who ends up walking away the winner of spinning the big wheel will go on to play in a very special bonus round that we have for you here today on the Renap Price is Right. So that's how we're going to do it. If you're listening to the audio version, definitely we're going to record the video. There will be some visual elements, but we'll do our best to describe everything that's going on for the audio. All right. Akiva, anything else?
No, I'm excited to play Price. So I'm Rod Roddy.
You can be. Do you feel like you can announce the I can be Rob Roddy if you don't want to announce things?
No, I think you're Drew. I don't mind being Rob
okay.
Roddy.
All right.
Rod Roddy.
All right. So Akiva, could you tell us about the first item up for bids?
Yes. So here's the first item. If you guys had $1 for every second of last week's Renap episode, how much money would you have?
All right. So we're looking for, in dollars, if you had $1 for every second of last week's Renap episode, how much money would you have? Okay, we are looking for the person closest to the item to the nearest dollar without going over. Okay. We'll start with Julia. Julia, what's your bid?
$10,000.
Okay, $10,000.
Hold on. All right. Then let's go to Nelson.
Say $12,000.
$12,000.
Yeah, good answer.
Okay. And then Isabel.
I'm going to go
$14,444.
$14,444. Calculator.
John.
Let's go $13,069.
$13,069. Yeah,
nothing wrong for that.
Okay. Actual retail price is $15,063. Isabel, you are the closest.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Isabel, you are going to play a pricing game. So we'll have you join us. And so, all right, here we go. Isabel, come on up here. And so, Isabel, we're going to play a game for you where you can win a couple of prizes, and it's called the clock game. Okay.
How does that work, Rob?
All right. So this is how the clock game is going to work. There is a number that you are trying to guess. In fact, there are two numbers that you are trying to guess in a 30-second window. We are going to give you 30 seconds, and you are going to have to guess the number of the prize that is being described. Akiva will tell you whether you are higher or lower than your target number. All you have to do is get to the number and then get to the second number within 30 seconds. Are you familiar at all with how to play the clock game?
I feel like I've seen it one time, but it's not at the top of my memory. So,
yeah. For example, what? let's do a practice round with Uncle Kiwi. All right.
Okay.
All right. So, what episode of Renap is this? 500.
Lower.
10.
Higher.
100.
Higher.
150.
Lower.
120.
Higher.
130.
Lower.
What, 121, 122, 123, 124.
Perfect. Okay. Yes. I think okay. 124. Yes. Yes.
All right.
That's the clock.
That's ringing a bell.
So you're saying lower when you want the person to guess lower, not that their guess is lower.
Yes. Go clear. Lower. Like okay. It's like think hotter or colder.
Hotter or colder.
Go lower.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta go fast. You have two prices, 30 seconds.
All right. So, do you want me to set up what the numbers we're trying to guess here, Akiva, is, or do you want to handle that?
You could do it.
Okay. All right. So we are going to give you two things to try to guess. Okay. We will put 30 seconds here on the clock for you. And so let me just go ahead and let me share this timer with you. And so that timer is going to be here. And so we can put 30 seconds here on the clock. And so you will go ahead and try to guess how many views did the Renap match game have on YouTube as of 8 a.m. this morning, okay? And so we're going to start the timer. All right, are you feel comfortable, Isabel?
I'm ready.
All right, okay. We'll start the timer with your first guess.
All right, 15,000.
Lower.
10,000.
Lower.
8,000.
Lower.
5,000.
Higher.
6,000.
Lower.
5,500. 5,500. Yeah.
Higher.
5,700.
Higher.
5,800.
Lower.
5,750.
Lower.
5,730.
Lower.
5,725.
Lower.
5,723.
Lower.
5,721.
I'm sorry. We did not get to it in time. Oh. This is a tough one.
That was
a tough one. Okay.
Should we try the other one?
For fun?
For yes,
fun.
Please.
We'll try the other one for fun.
5,706. My ego was getting hurt as you were kept saying high numbers and Akiva kept saying lower, lower, lower.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're not like, okay. We're not like a random recap of a Big Brother Canada episode. No one cares about, but we're,
5706. Like yeah. All right. This is, how many ideas have Rob Nikiva rejected in Renap history?
Okay. You ready to start the clock again, Rob?
Ready to start the clock. Okay. Let me just go back to the start. Okay. And here we go. 30 seconds, back on the clock here to guess how many, rejected ideas Rob Nikiva have. On your guess, we'll start the timer again.
Okay. 200.
Higher.
300.
Higher.
500.
Higher.
700.
Higher.
800.
Lower.
750.
Higher.
760.
Higher.
770.
Higher.
780.
Higher.
790.
Lower.
785.
Higher.
788.
Lower.
783. 786.
Higher. Higher.
787.
Yes! I think we got it.
Oh my God.
Yes. We've rejected 787 ideas in the history of
that's pretty good.
Of Renap. Ooh. All right. Isabel, you did not win the clock game, but we are going to see you still to come back and spin the big wheel here in a little bit. Okay.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right, Isabel. Thank you so much. So we will come back to Isabel and Akiva. We're gonna need a new person for to come down to Contestants Row. Do you have a new name for us?
I do, Rob. Gonjo, please come on.
Gonjo.
Down.
Yes. All right. Here he comes.
Yay.
Gonjo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Okay. So. Yeah, Akiva said that you were a big Price is Right stan. You wrote to us. You're excited to be here. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Yes, I am from Detroit. I'm 25, and I'm so eager to play Price is Right. Or, you know, just how they were talking about being home from school, same situation. I love the Price is Right. My favorite game is the one where they got the little car, where you got to go up or down the number, and if you get it, you go car.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. Okay. All right. So let's get ready for our second item up for bids. And so let's go ahead to Akiva. And Akiva, can you tell us about our second item up for bids?
Absolutely. So I asked in May, when we first thought of this game, my 7-year-old son, I think then 6-year-old son, how much money is, quote, plenty of money? What was his answer?
Okay, plenty of money.
To a 6-year-old.
From Noam. All right, so we want to find out how much money is plenty of money to the nearest dollar. Okay, all right, so this time we're going to start the bidding with Gonjo.
I'm going to say $20.
Okay, all right. Now to Julia.
$500.
$500. Okay. Mm. All right. Nelson.
I go with $100.
$100. And John.
Let me do this again. $69.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what my 6-year-old said.
Yes.
It's good football.
And unfortunately, our contestants have overbid. All right, let's try it again.
Rebid.
All right, Gonjo.
10.
10. Okay.
$10.
Julia.
$5.
5. All right, Nelson.
$7.
7. John.
11.
11. Okay. All right. Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, that, you know what that sound means? Somebody has gotten it exactly right.
That's right.
Oh.
All right. The actual retail price of how much money does Noam think is plenty of money is $11. John.
Wow. Let's go.
Good job.
All right. John, welcome. All right, John. you were late to get to the game, but you're the second to come up here and play a pricing game. All right.
Yeah, I blame on the power outage.
Oh, sure. The power outage.
Okay. All right. John, we've got a game for you. And we hope that it will be something that you will feel like for you, it's in the bag, because that's what we are about to play in the bag.
Ooh.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yes. Are you familiar at all with how this game works?
Probably, but I, you know, my memory is a little bit foggy with Price
All right,
is Right.
Good. Beat. All right, well, we are going to show you some things, okay? And then I'm going to go ahead and share with you so you have a chance to see what we have going on here. And hold on, my thing is out of control. Okay, all right. So, John, here we have five different grocery items. And Akiva, can you tell John about these fine products that we're looking at?
Absolutely. So first up, we have seeds, baby. We want to know how much is Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel seasoned seasoning.
Yes.
Seasoning.
Okay.
We thought it'd be kettle chips. Yeah, seasoning.
Yes.
Then... don't forget the mustard. It's golden spicy brown mustard. What about what is also known as baby sunblock? Hidden Valley Ranch dressing, courtesy of Touchdown Tommy. Sippy cup not required. It's Coke Zero, a 12-pack of Coke Zero. And in honor of our friend the King Cake, we have Walmart cream cheese. No, sorry, we scrapped it out. We have Mardi Gras King Cake Coffee from Community, a brand I don't know.
Yes, it's a 12-pack of cake cups of Mardi Gras King Cake Coffee, perfect for your polyamorous adventures, enough to serve the whole crowd, 12 cake cups there. All right, so John, those are the five grocery items that we are talking about. What you are going to do here is all you have to do is place them, match them up with their prices, okay? We have five prices, $1.39, $1.99, $3.88, $5.19, and $8.99. All you have to do is match up the items with their prices, okay? All right, John. So, do you feel good? You feel confident? You're a big grocery guy.
Ooh, yeah. Let's go, baby.
Yes. That maybe if there had been a shrimp ring on the on the panel, do you think that would have helped?
Probably, but really depends on the brand.
What do shrimp rings go for, John?
I don't know. Usually, what? Maybe $8.99 typical?
Okay.
All right.
But that looks like cocktail sauce.
Okay. All right. So, all right, John. So we're looking for, first tell us, which product is $1.39, okay? So tell us which of these products is going for $1.39.
The seeds, baby.
Okay.
I got that one.
All right. Seeds. All right. John, we need what product is $1.99?
Okay. Let's go with the mustard.
Mustard. Okay.
Get the mustard. It's karate.
That's right. Time. Okay.
I don't want.
All right, John, which product is $3.88?
Oh, can I see the? I don't see the.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I will go with the 12 Coke Zeros.
Okay, Coke Zero. All right, John, which product is $5.19?
Let's go. Well, depending how big that ranch is, I will go with
I believe
the ranch.
It is, Akiva, can you confirm? I believe it's the 24-ounce variety of
24-ounce bottle of ranch.
But it's also the, what, the bigger brand, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Difference.
Hidden Valley. Yeah. Okay. And then for $8.99, John, you're going with the K-Cup pods?
Yeah, because really, 12 and then, come on.
Come on. All right.
John's new catchphrase.
All right, so John part, yeah. is going with that the seeds baby are $1.39. The mustard is $1.99. He said the Coke Zero for the 12 pack is $3.88. 24 ounces of ranch is $5.19. And that the K cups are $8.99. All right. Let's just take a look at our first number that for $1.39. Do we have seeds, baby? No. You forgot the mustard, John. The mustard was $1.39. You crossed up the mustard, and then the seeds were $1.99, and then also the Coke or the ranch was $3.88. The Coke Zero was $5.19, and the K cups were $8.99. John.
Yeah, you flipped the first two in the middle too. That was close, though.
Close. You were right there. All right, John. We will see you back later to spin the big wheel. Okay.
Woo.
Okay. All right. Akiva, we're going to need another contestant down here in Contestants Row.
We will. Please, everybody, welcome Sarah to the stage.
Okay, here comes Sarah. Yes. Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. I grew up watching The Price is Right, and Renap is my favorite podcast.
I think you said I grew up listening to Renap.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
I'm a little too old for that.
Okay. All right, Sarah, what's your favorite Price is Right game?
You know, I was going to say Cliffhangers, but since we heard that already from Julia, I'm going to go with Hole in One.
Hole in One or Two. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
We'll not be playing Hole in One today.
Yeah, we could not figure that out over Zoom. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about our next item up for bids, Akiva.
Okay, on the first episode of this podcast, we watched Season 3, Episode 7 of Perfect Strangers. If you were to buy that season, 3, plus all 8 seasons of Perfect Strangers on DVD, how much would it cost? FYI, it would come in 6 different sets.
Okay, 6 sets of Perfect Strangers on a DVD. All right, Sarah, you are... up first, how much for the 6 seasons of Perfect Strangers on DVD?
8 seasons, sets.
8 seasons, 6 sets.
Yeah. No, I don't know if 2 seasons changes the price. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'll go with $120.
Okay. All right. Gonjo.
Sorry, I was muted. I will go with $189.
$189. Okay. Then Julia.
$75.
$75. And Nelson.
$1, Rob.
$1. Okay. Actual retail price of the Perfect Strangers set is $145. That looks like Sarah. She cuts the line.
Ooh. What do they call that? They call that a line cutting?
I think I just made that up. I don't know.
That's a good name, though. I want to know from The Price is Right, like, degenerates. Like, what do they call it? You go right up. People have been there for...
Nelson and Julia have been in Contestants Row since the start.
Uh-huh.
And now Sarah just comes right in, waltzes right in. All right, she gets to play a pricing game. All right.
I wonder how often one of the first 4 never gets called, Rob, in on the TV version of Price is
Almost
Right.
Never, and they sort of like zoom in on them, and they do like thumbs down when they're like, promotional consideration is also by Rug Doctor. And it's sort of like, oh, this sucks.
They should be invited back for a second season.
So the contestants not appearing on stage will receive like a Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Like, imagine like you walk out of there, it's like, here's your box.
Honey, how do you do? Here's some Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, I got some Easy Mac. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about our next game. And boy, Sarah. That Akiva has a prize package for you from a land of make-believe that you won't believe. Akiva, what are the prices that Sarah is playing for?
Well, Rob, today we're playing a game called Danger Price. And today on Danger Price, we have four objects. The four, Rob, do you want to see the four objects?
Sure. That we have a Shrek prize package for you where wow. you can win all four of these fabulous prizes. The Shrek package includes the original Shrek soundtrack on vinyl, a Shrek Ooh. 2 talking cookie jar featuring the voices of both Shrek and Donkey, 36 packs of Shrek 2 trading cards, and Shrek the Third on Blu-ray disc, courtesy of eBay. Okay, we're going to be playing a game called Danger Price. Okay, this is how Danger Price works. You see the four fabulous Shrek prizes that are available. The cookie jar, the vinyl soundtrack, the Blu-ray disc, and the 36 packs of trading cards. To win all four of these items, Sarah, all you have to do is pick all of them that are not $49.99. Okay? You pick the other three and you win all four. Now, are we really getting this for Sarah?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, hypothetically.
That was not part of the game.
Hypothetically speaking.
Rob just wants to get rid of his cookie jar.
One of these things costs $50. I'm not getting it. For,
no, okay. All right. Sarah, are you a big Shrek person?
Can we get Sarah the cheapest of the four, whatever that is? How about that?
Yes, I love Shrek.
Okay. Do you love Shrek memorabilia?
No, I probably have the first movie memorized, like maybe 80-90% of it.
It's too bad Shut Up Tim is married. It's too bad he's married.
Yes. Okay.
If you count DVDs, I do have a few of those. That's not really a memorabilia, but it's something.
All right. Well, Sarah, all right. So how do you feel about the prices of these items?
So I will start with the Blu-ray disc.
Blu-ray disc. You say the Blu-ray disc is not
prepared just the way you like.
The Blu-ray disc is not $49.99. Okay. That is what you're going to go with. And that is correct. The Blu-ray disc is not $49.99. That is not the Danger Price. Akiva, how much for the Shrek Blu-ray disc?
The Shrek Blu-ray disc is selling on eBay for $1.95.
All right. All right. So you dodged a bullet there, Sarah.
Mm.
Okay. We saw the cookie jar, the vinyl soundtrack, and the 36 packs of trading cards. Which of those is not
$49.99? I will go with the trading cards.
Trading cards. Okay. The trading cards are not $49.99. All right. So, wow, Sarah, you are in position to win our first pricing game of the day. If you can tell us if which of these items is not the Danger Price of $49.99.
I'm actually kind of torn. I've never owned vinyl or looked up pricing of vinyl, but I feel like it could be around there. Same with the cookie jar. I will go with the cookie jar.
Okay. The cookie jar is not $49.99. All right. If you're right, you win all four. If not, you found the Danger Price. I'm sorry. This stupid cookie jar. It's $49.99. If you can believe
it. We need to stop and talk about this for a second. Shut Up Tim sent you an unsolicited $50 cookie jar in the mail.
If anybody wants it, I'll take 10.
Like 50,
how much is the vinyl? How much was the vinyl, Akiva?
The vinyl was $29.99.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sarah.
Tim probably will send Sarah some of these prizes. I would be a little nervous about Tim having your address now that you've admitted you know all of Shrek by heart. I don't know. He might like just send you random Shrek stuff, but
Sarah, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't turn away from it. That's okay.
You will get to spin the big wheel, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Akiva, we need somebody who can come up here and win one of these games.
Yes, last person to come on down today. Please come on to the stage, Megan.
Okay, let's bring up Megan. Yes, Megan. Megan, how are you?
I'm great.
Megan, all right, are you a big Price is Right person?
I have to admit, I have not watched it with Drew Carey since I'm not homesick from school like everyone else. It seems to be the only time that people watched it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully this will maybe rejuvenate you for Price is Right love. Maybe you'll be watching it every day after you're a big winner.
All I think about is the 40% taxes people will be paying on their prizes that they receive.
Oh, we have an accountant.
Yes. Why are you an actuary?
I am not. I work for a nonprofit organization that teaches tax professionals how to do taxes.
Okay.
Do you stan Excel or do you stan spreadsheets, Google Sheets?
I actually do the marketing for the company.
Oh, okay.
And read tax law.
Rob, yes. We got so many people last week asking for that Shannon, our Microsoft Excel stand.
Yes.
For their her info just to have her teach them Excel or something. Like people were really dying to find her, but I don't think she's on social
media. People
aren't
just dying to get to the private island and then they feel like let me pretend to Excel.
Yeah. She did mention that her parents have a private island. Maybe that's why people were trying to reach out.
Okay. All right, let's check in with everybody in contestants row. Julia, how are you holding up down there? You're nervous? This is the last pricing game coming up.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah. Nelson,
what's in Julia's shirt? Is that Giannis?
Yes.
She's our
Bucks super fan.
Diehard Milwaukee Bucks fan. Okay.
Yeah, yes. And the game starts in about 15 minutes. Here.
Oh, so Julia's like, I hope I lose. Doesn't get out of here and spin the wheel. Yeah. Nelson, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. A little scared, though. A little nervous.
Okay.
Last chance.
All right. And how about you, Gonjo?
Hey, I'm chilling. I've been close.
Okay. You've been right there. You're right there. John snaked you there on that, on one of those. Okay. All right. So, Akiva, one last item up for bids. Can you tell us about what we are going to be bidding on here?
Yes. 2 years ago this week, you, myself, and Alexander Chester went through every TV theme song in history, and we picked out our favorite one from that would be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. In honor of that song, what is the cost of a cab from West Philadelphia to Bel-Air?
Okay, a taxi cab ride across the country. Okay, yeah. How did you find this information out, Akiva?
Mike Bloom sent me the info. I don't know. People have done the math.
Unsolicited, Mike Bloom send you this information?
Yeah, he's like, I'm thinking about taking a cab. I'm not in. I asked Mike for ideas.
Okay.
Mike Kelly, shut up, Tim.
Yes.
A couple other people were very useful with coming up with ideas.
Okay. All right. So we're looking for a cab ride from West Philadelphia to Bel Air. All right, we're going to start the bidding with our newcomer, and that is going to be Megan. How much for that cab ride?
$6,543.
Okay. All right, Gonjo.
$8,763.
Okay. All right, Nelson.
Say $9,235.
Okay, Julia.
$9,236.
Oh, how do you do that?
Okay, actual retail price. Everybody overbid.
Everyone over again.
We're gonna do it over. All right, Megan, you were the lowest bid with $6,543. All right.
$3,773.
Okay,
$3,773.
All right, Gonjo.
$4,200.
$4,200. Nelson.
Let's see, $45.27.
And then Julia.
$1.
Okay. $1. Okay.
That's $1 bid of the day.
Actual retail price, $6,100. Nelson, you made it. Yes. Okay.
Right.
Here comes Nelson. And Nelson, do we, Nelson, we're talking about a cab ride. Do you take a lot of cabs, or do you have a vehicle of your own?
I have a vehicle, but if I need one, I do Uber.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, Nelson, how would you look driving around Denver in this?
Nelson, are you familiar with the person called Hit by a Car Claire?
I am.
Well, our friend Claire, who I believe you met when we were all in Minnesota together, this music is not loud at all, got hit by a car. That car... Oh, this music is killing me. That car is a 2019 Honda Fit, Nelson. We're going to try and figure out the price of a 2019 Honda Fit today on the show.
Okay. Yeah, the Honda Fit, a subcompact car with a roomy hatchback with the added practicality of versatile cargo hold and Honda's configurable rear magic seat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a game. And Gonjo, tell me if this is what you wanted here, that we're going to play One Away.
This is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you can get some help from the audience, Nelson.
Good luck, Nelson.
Okay. All right. This is not the price of the 2019 Honda Fit. It is not $27,281. It is, in fact, one number away from each of those numbers. Nelson, we will ask you if the number is higher or lower than each of those numbers, and then we will find out how many numbers you have correct, and you'll have the opportunity to change any of those numbers if you so choose. Or you might get all five right, and it's a short game. Okay, all right. Nelson, the first number in the 2019 Honda Fit is not a 2. Is it a 1 or a 3?
It's going to be a 1.
1, okay, all right. Let's lock in that 1. All right. The next number is not a 7. Do you think it's a 6 or an 8?
I think it's an 8. I'll go 8.
Okay. All right. The next number is not a 2. Is it a 1 or a 3?
It's 3.
3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next number is not an 8. Is it a 7 or a 9?
We'll go 7.
7. Okay. And then the last number is not a 1. Is it a 0 or a 2?
Let's go 0.
Okay, 0. All right. 18.
For people listening, the other contestants were doing hand signals.
Okay. Thanks, group.
$18,370. Okay. How does the rest of the panel feel? Good? Thumbs up.
Got it.
Lots of thumbs up.
Close.
Okay.
Close.
All right. So Nelson,
he's gonna be paying $7,000 in taxes.
Yes. Okay. Well, don't worry about the taxes right now. We'll worry about that later. Okay. $18,370 for the 2019 Honda Fit. Okay. The one that almost took Hit by a Car Claire away from us. Luckily, this is not that one. All
and
right.
The car safety features doesn't say, like, very soft if you get hit by it. You'll barely feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep running.
Keep running. All right. So, Nelson, what we're going to have you do is ask our production team of gentlemen, do we have one number right? If you have at least one number right, the game will continue. So let's find out if you have at least one number right.
Gentlemen, do I have at least one number right?
Yes. Okay. All right. So you are still alive. Now, Nelson, maybe why don't you see if you have two numbers right?
Gentlemen, do I have at least two numbers right?
Okay. Four. All right. At least two. Could you have three numbers right, Nelson?
Gentlemen, do I have three numbers right?
Okay. All right. So, Nelson, maybe could you have four numbers right?
Is it possible? Gentlemen, do I have four numbers right?
Oh. I don't hear anything. Oh. I don't hear anything.
What right. happens? It's just dead silence when you don't have
it? Yeah, I think so. It's a little, you know, tense. Tense moment. All right. So, Nelson, you have three numbers right in the price of the 2019 Honda Fit. You said it was $18,370. You could change two of those numbers, and we'll find out if you are right or wrong.
All right. Let's see.
So you said $18,370.
So let's change. I think the zero's the last there. They changed to seven. I forgot what was it.
You want to hear anything from the other contestants?
You guys can talk if you want.
Yes, thanks.
Is the meta to just change two numbers automatically, or no?
Yeah, I think you have to.
Two
right?
numbers
do
are
you
wrong.
Get another chance.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Two numbers are wrong.
If you get four, do you get a third chance, Rob?
No, that's it. The game's
okay,
over.
So this is the only. Yes, you have to change two.
So 18,003.
I feel like it has to be the third and fourth number.
Third and fourth?
I'm getting a yes on Julia.
Okay.
I agree.
Julia might just want to get out of here to go watch the Bucks game.
Yeah.
Let's see, Giannis. Let's do the third. Is it third and fourth, right?
Okay, so we're going to change the three to a one and change the eight to a six. So the new price is...
Well, you can't change an eight to a six.
I'm sorry. Change the seven to a nine. Sorry, I apologize. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're changing that to $18,190. Is Nelson right? No. Sorry, you got the actual retail price of the Honda Fit, $16,390. Sorry.
Yeah, it was the second and fourth numbers that were flipped.
Dang.
Okay. So, Nelson.
Kind of cheap for, I don't know what Honda Fit is.
Yeah. Okay. So, there you go. All right. So, Nelson, you did not walk away with the Honda Fit. Look, you know, people are lucky to walk away from a Honda Fit at all. Just ask Claire. But so you will go on to spin the wheel. So, we'll bring you back in a moment. But, to Gonjo and Julia and Megan, we're so sorry that you didn't make it up to the stage. I'm so sad about this.
Yeah.
It's okay. We try a little bit.
Yes. Will you still listen to the podcast?
Of course. Definitely. We're a true fan.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. Okay. Gonjo, I feel like that we got to see you on The Price is Right, and now I feel like that now we're losing you. Where are you from?
I'm from Detroit.
There's Detroit.
And I come from the survivor sphere of things.
Yes.
But, you know, I got introduced to you around Game Changers when you were doing that whole, like, you know, big returny thing.
Yes.
And I started liking you as a funny person, and I was just drawn to you. So when you came here and did with Akiva, I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
anything to plug, Gonjo?
I'll plug. Okay. So I run an ORG, a little mini, The Monarch. So you can come watch tomorrow live on Twitch. Yes, it's like Survivor, but it's more so with flooded with a whole bunch of powers, and everybody has a chance to get the powers, and everybody's up for elimination. So, you know,
okay, cool.
Come watch if you want to see.
Yes, Akiva, would you play The Monarch?
I feel like I played one of those games, and I did okay, and now if I can only go down from there, I think. Yeah. I think about it.
All right. Well, Gonjo, nice to talk to you. And Megan, you told us about the taxes on all the prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I hope that someday I can come back and choose a door to open, because apparently doors are trash. And then you use my idea anyways.
Oh, was that your idea that everything should be? Oh, in the schmuck that your idea was, it's always better to open the door.
Yeah.
That was a good bet. We ended up using
that. And then you guys said they were trash. And then you went with the idea anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, the game was called The Schmuck. We were trying to throw people off.
We were, you said that was good. So we said, okay, let's go with it.
Love it.
Okay.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
Julia, you were in the first four, but you didn't get to the stage.
It happens.
Yeah.
Good news is the Bucks play the Wizards, Rob, two nights in a row, so she could drown her sorrows in two very boring basketball games.
Julia, for not appearing on the stage, you'll walk away with Rice-A-Roni.
Rice-A-Roni, baby. Not really.
That sounds good.
Thank you. San Francisco treat.
We always promise to send people things and then forget, so I think we're just, at this point, we're banning promising things on the show. But it worked today because nobody won the games. People went 0-4, so we don't have to send anybody anything yet.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, let's bring back our people that are going to spin the big wheel. Okay. So, thank you to Megan and Gonjo and Julia. But okay, we need to bring back our four players to spin the wheel. Okay. So let's bring back Isabel and Nelson and John and Sarah. Okay. So we've got our own version of the wheel. Of course, it would not be a Renap episode without a wheel. So we will go ahead and give you two spins. You are trying to get closest to $1. The winner will go on to play in our special bonus round here on the Renap edition of The Price is Right. Akiva, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm having a good time. I want to see how this wheel works. I like how much time you put into this episode. It's fun.
We put a lot of time into this.
Probably too much.
Too much, maybe. Too much, perhaps. But that I was saying this, I was getting ready this morning, and Dominic said to me, "Dad, well, why are you doing so much listening to The Price is Right?" I said, "Oh, we're doing that on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast." He said, "Oh, Dad, isn't that your dream?" I said, "Yeah, I guess so." Like, oh wow, he's like, that's great, Dad. You've accomplished your dream of hosting The Price is Right on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast.
Only down to go from here. I also, when we prepped for this game, when it came up on the wheel almost a year ago, I watched every single Price is Right game to see what would be good on the podcast. And then, I mean, I took some notes, but I promptly forgot what every single game is since it didn't get picked for 10 months.
Okay. All right. Well, Isabel, you're up first for the spin. How are you doing?
I'm excited, but I'm nervous.
Okay. Well, look, let's see what happens on our wheel. Of course, if you get $1, you'll get a bonus spin. Okay. All right. Isabel, we'll spin the wheel and then tell us if you have any shout outs you want to give today.
All right. Shout out to my twin sister, Stephanie, and my cat, Booby, and my mom.
All right. You have 25 cents. Are you going to stay or spin again?
I'm going to spin again, Rob.
All right. Spin again. Here we go. Spin number two for Isabel. Okay. 55. That'll get you to
even 80.
80. All right.
Hard to beat.
All right, so you move on over to our winner circle. All right, John, you're up. John, how you doing?
Ooh, let's go. Let's do this. I hope I get.
Let's go, John.
Okay. I hope I win.
All right, John, let's give your spin and then tell us if there's anybody you want to shout out.
Shout out to my family, of course, Mike Bloom, Liana, Rob, Kiwi, and everybody else in the RSHP community.
To be clear, your family is Mike Bloom, Rob, and Liana.
John got a 50 on the wheel. Okay. Not enough. John, you're going to have to spin again, okay?
Do it.
All right, spin number two for John.
Has anybody ever held while losing, I wonder? Or do they give you the option in Price is Right?
90. It's too much. Too much. Sorry, John. All right. Thanks for playing, John.
Thank you, John.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Then, Sarah, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, Sarah. All right. Tell us who's at home listening to this.
I'll shout out my grandma who introduced me to The Price is Right and the rest of my family.
Okay.
Imagine if her grandma introduced her to an app.
Yeah. 15 cents. All right. You're gonna have to spin again. Okay. And. Spin number two is another 15 cents. Not enough. It's a 30.
One of the lowest I've ever seen.
Yes.
Wow. Thanks,
okay.
Akiva.
Sarah, thank you so much for playing, okay?
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. And then All right, Isabel.
Isabel's nervous.
Isabel, you are headed to the bonus round. Only Nelson from Denver can stand in your way. Nelson was right there, so close to winning the 2019 Honda Fit. That is not the make and model or the year Akiva that hit by a car, Claire. Right?
Quite literally did not like know the actual year, so we just went with the 2019.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think it was only in 2019 that happened.
Yeah, she didn't know. She knew the type of car. She did not know the year.
Imagine the guy pulled right off the lot and then hit Claire.
I think she could have asked. Like, I think maybe she has, like, definitely has his contact info, but I didn't want to, like, have her revisit it. So we just stayed there.
All right, Nelson. All right, let's get your spin in here. Who are you playing for?
All right, I'm going to say hi to my wife who's upstairs and has no clue what I'm doing.
Yeah, let's keep it that way. Keep it low. Keep it very low.
All right, 35 cents, Nelson. You need 80.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah. Let's see.
If there's a tie.
Spin number two, spin off.
Yeah, he needs between 50 and 65 for the W here.
And it's a 90. That's too many. All right, Nelson, great to see you again, okay?
Good to see you too, guys.
All right.
Take care.
All right, so don't tell your wife.
Wait, Nelson,
where
should we go? Where should we go for our next live show? Nelson, famously, one of the only people.
Denver. Come to Denver.
You want us to come to Denver? Okay, fine.
I want to buy a plane ticket.
Nelson, are there any rivers in Denver? Can you confirm if they dye them green? They dye them all green?
Oh, they are. Okay. Now, is that from the legal weed in Denver? They just throw stuff in there.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. So another point in favor of next live show going to Denver. All right. Nelson, all right. Take care. All right. Okay. So, Isabel, look at you, the big winner here, and you are going to get to play in our very special bonus round, and you won't believe what we have in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because you are going to have the opportunity to play in our very special bonus round, where you can win a big bucks playing in... Plinko! Wow! Check this out! Look what we have in store for you.
Wow.
We have a real-life Plinko board with lights and everything here.
Rob, how did you get that Plinko game?
This was given to me as a gift from my wife. From Christmas this year.
What did you think it was when you unwrapped it?
I didn't know. I did not know what it was.
Kind of big.
Yeah, kind of big Plinko board. I've had no use for it up until now. But we do have a real life Plinko board. And so, Isabel, you are going to get the chance to win the big winner. All you have to do is hit $10,000 one time on the big Plinko board. Okay? So... are you excited, Isabel?
I am thrilled. It has been my dream to be on The Price is Right, on Renap, and to play Plinko. I have like three dreams coming true for the price of one, so I'm so excited.
Okay, all right. So we're going to get to play Plinko. You're going to want to hit that $10,000. We're going to give you the opportunity to win up to five Plinko chips to drop on the board, and then you'll tell me where to place them, and let's see how it goes. Uncle Kiwi is going to tell you about a number of different things that you are going to try to tell us. Which is the correct digit in the two-digit number? Okay. For each one you get right, you will earn another Plinko chip. Okay. Akiva, what is the first? Yes. What is the first item that we need Isabel to guess?
All right. What is the price of the famous date from Robin and Akiva Go to Heaven? The date where our friend Alex took Missy, legendary Missy, on a date with two locations. How much did that date cost? So the price we're giving you is 21. Is the right number a 2, or is the right number the 1?
21 is not the right number. Is the 2 correct, or is the 1 correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the 1.
Okay. And... it was $23.
Not a terribly expensive date.
Yeah. All right. Still four more chances to earn a chip.
Okay.
All right. What's next, Akiva?
Isabel, how many season 3, episode 7 podcasts have Rob and Akiva done? The number we're giving you is 28. Is the right digit the 2 or the 8?
Oh, I'm going to say 8.
Okay, and that is correct. All right, 18. Yep. 18. 18. So you have 18. Your first Plinko chip right here. Okay. All right, Akiva, what's next?
All right, how many people applied to be on the game this week, Isabel? Is it, to play Price is Right, how many people did you beat out to get here? The number we're going to give you is 96. Is the real number the 9, or is the real number the 6?
The 9.
Okay. No, you think we're a little more popular than we are. It was 76.
76.
People.
Okay. All right. Still two more chances to earn chips.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How much? We ask the same question we ask Noam. We ask Dominic, Isabel. How much money? but we asked Dominic, Rob asked Dominic, I think today.
Yes.
Versus Noam a year ago. So it's really a 7-year-old versus 6-year-old. A big difference. How much money would Dominic Cesternino say is plenty of money? And the number we're giving you is $80. Is the real number the 8, or is the real number the 0?
I'm going to say 0.
That is, what do you think, Rob?
Correct. 90.
Correct, yes. 90. It was $90.
They both said, I thought he was going to say like a $1 million.
Yeah.
He said 90? Okay.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah.
But listen, maybe these kids will be cheap. We won't have to buy them fancy stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the second chip for Isabel. All right. And then finally, one more number, Akiva.
Yeah, I like this question. If you added up the ages, Isabel, of all 6 of our children, what would that number equal? And the number we're going to give you is 67. Is the 6 right, or is the 7 right?
I'm going to say the 7.
The 7 is right. So in 67, the 7's right. Rob, what do you think?
Oh,
60.
The correct answer is 60.
Okay. All right.
I did do a Twitter search for Rob's kids' ages.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. All right. So, Isabel. All right. So I'm gonna go full screen here on let me go on the big screen. And then we will be able to have me in here. Okay, let's try it this way. Okay. So, here we go. So, you tell me where you would like me to drop the Plinko chip for one of your 2 chances to win the $10,000.
All right. More to the left. Keep going, keep going, keep going, and stop.
Right here.
Yes.
I'm in the right spot? Okay. All right. Here we go.
I need 10,000.
Chip number 1.
Wow. Oh boy.
We got it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, congratulations. A big win. Yes.
Isabel, you're going to stay on for the mailbag.
All right, should I drop the second chip?
Can't hurt.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
How often do people win in real Plinko with only 2 chips? That's hard.
Yeah. Well, you could win like keep hitting that $10,000.
Yeah, well, I do wonder, what even, because it's already in there.
Yeah,
like,
Isabel, where to stop.
It again.
All right, go the other way, and keep going, keep going, keep going, one more, and stop.
All right, here we go, chip number 2. No, that is in the 1,000. Okay. All right. But look at you.
I don't think they spin for fun, though.
Yes. Yes. You got it. All right.
Wow.
Incredible.
Finally, the winner.
Incredible.
The end of the game. That's very exciting.
So, wow. We did it, Akiva. Price is Right.
Well, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. We kept all our money by not giving away any prizes.
Yes.
Up to the mailbag, which is great.
Yes. All right. So, Isabel, congratulations.
Thank you. Had so much fun.
Okay. All right. So are you going to stay for the mailbag as the winner?
Will. Yes.
All right. So let me go ahead and switch my camera back here. And let me just say, Akiva, anything else you want to add before we break for the mailbag?
No, I had a wonderful time. I like how seriously you took it. It really made the podcast shine. I appreciate all of our other guests, even the ones that did not get called to the stage. I appreciate all of them spending a Saturday afternoon with us.
Thanks to everybody who didn't even get to the stage as well for being backstage. Really appreciate you taking some time out of your day. And I do want to say that for everybody here, I want to make sure to remind people to help control the pet population. Be sure to have your pets spayed or neutered. There are enough pets in the world, and I think that you should do your part to help control the pet population. All right. So for Rob Cesternino and Akiva Winokur here, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with a jam-packed mailbag here on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back with the mailbag here for episode number 124. Price is Right is in the books, and our winner, Isabel, is here. Spoiler, if you skipped ahead to the mailbag this week. All right, Akiva, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We haven't done a traditional mailbag in like a month, so I'm excited for the mailbag.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Isabel, congratulations on the big win.
Thank you.
I am, have to say, I am very relieved The Price is Right is over. This was like a lot of pressure all day today. I was very nervous about how this was all going to go.
It went really well, Rob. And I'm glad to be part of it.
You have to say that. You're the winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll find out soon how it's going to go. Akiva, I hear there's going to be a Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast after show coming to Clubhouse soon.
I was hoping we would talk about Clubhouse. So yeah, who's going to host it? Who's running this? What's it about?
Not sure yet. I think it's hosted.
How can it happen? They don't like unless it's hosted by you. You're the only person.
It's how the fan. What the fans thought about it. People can it's a place for the Renap fans to talk about what they thought about the episodes and what they love.
So it's not after the episode is...
No, it's not going to be right after the episode. It'll be like... I think Mondays on Clubhouse, what we're planning.
So I was like, how do they know how it went? Are they just going to guess?
Yeah.
Are they listening in?
I'm telling you, after last week's Stan tournament, there was a lot of discussion that came out of the episode.
Okay. I think it was positive. People were very nice last week.
That's what I'm saying. But a lot of people wanted to talk. How did this person get through? Why didn't... You know, this person got robbed.
Would you be there?
I think I would like try to pop in but I'm not going to make my schedule around it.
You mean because you have too many other Clubhouse rooms to be in at the same time?
I got other Clubhouse rooms to be on.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Isabel, do you have a pitch that you want to come in with? And we've got a lot of the, I'm just laughing that Nelson is asking that he'll pay $11 for a Clubhouse invite. We'll get Nelson a Clubhouse invitation if he wants
one. That's a lot of money, Rob.
Yeah. We have a lot of mailbag submissions to get to here today. But Isabel, do you have one up top?
Yes, I have one real quick for the crappy movie diaper, actually. So Bryce Isaiah actually mentioned in his appearance on a season 39 feedback episode that he watched the Tyra Banks life-size movie on Disney. That's the one where Tyra Banks turns into a big Barbie doll. And so I think having him as a guest for a crappy movie diaper would be incredible.
Can you explain the premise there? So Tyra Banks is an adult and turns into a Barbie doll?
Yes. And yeah, she goes from a Barbie doll to a life-size human. And that is all I remember about the movie.
She was a Barbie doll and then she wishes to be a human. She becomes Tyra Banks.
Correct. That is correct.
Not like that guy who wanted to do plastic surgery to be a Ken doll.
No. No plastic surgery involved.
Okay. Yeah. Life-size Tyra Banks. And this is an old movie?
Yeah. Oldish
from the year 2000. Yeah. Akiva, okay. Any familiarity with this film?
I've never heard of it, to be honest.
Yes. Okay. And yeah, it looks wild. So she was a doll, and becomes so would we need Bryce to come on and talk about it?
Yeah, I think that would make the whole podcast was to have Bryce on.
Yeah, if he's into it, then I feel like that this theme sounds fun, Akiva.
Yeah, we always want to be in the Bryce business, but first of all, like he might, I know he covered Soul Food recently, like okay. He might just want to do a segment on his
here,
podcast.
Like yeah,
he's
been just doing movies on a little bit of a plot point. So I think there's a little girl who her mom has passed and she wishes that her doll was real, I think. Not that the doll wished that it was real.
That sounds right. Now it's ringing a bell. Yes. And it's Lindsay Lohan, too, is the little girl.
Oh, yes. Lindsay Lohan. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so star-studded cast. Okay, so I say if Bryce is on board, I say we do it.
Rob, did you like know people who knew Lindsay Lohan when you were a kid? You know, you're from
I knew Ozzy that knew Lindsay Lohan.
But that's not from Long Island. Mm-hmm. I meant like...
I don't recall anybody who was...
You're a decent amount older than her at that, but you're like 6 or 7 years older than her, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
I remember like my sister's like, oh yeah, I know people who were friends with Lindsay, you know, because she lived closer to you than to me.
Yeah. No, I don't recall anybody who was... maybe I can ask Nicole what... maybe she ran in some of those circles.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would love Nicole's Lindsay Lohan takes.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I know Dina Lohan from Celebrity Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I'm not a big Lohan person.
Lohan? I don't
know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So yeah, we could investigate how interested Bryce is on that. Do any of our other Price is Right people want to pitch us ideas, Rob?
Okay. They'll let us know. There a lot of them are still backstage, and so okay. They'll let us know if they have anything when they need to hop in. Okay. All right. Akiva.
Yeah.
Let's talk. I feel like that we didn't get to the mailbag for, I feel like so many weeks. Last week we were in such a rush because it was a 4-hour episode. The week before we had, was it only 2 weeks ago that we did the match game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we had so many people there. We got so many ideas from the panel, but I want to hear from the listeners.
Yes. Okay. So since in the last few weeks, since we've done a mailbag, the whole world has changed, Rob.
In the last 6 weeks.
Last few weeks, all the rage right now are NFTs. Do you know anything about NFTs, Rob?
Yes. I mean, wasn't that Top Shot? Wasn't that what we talked about with Chappelle on Best Week Ever?
Yes. Yeah, so these non-fungible tokens, which are basically like Top Shot is the most famous of them right now, which is basically online sports cards where it's a highlight of a basketball play instead of just like instead of having a Michael Jordan card, instead of having Giannis Antetokounmpo card, you have a Giannis. You know, blocking a shot,
trying to get Julia's attention. Yeah.
Yes. Christopher writes in and says NFTs are all the rage and they seem to be worth plenty of money. So shouldn't Renap have its own wheel or fishbowl themed NFT? In this podcast, Robin Akiva will take listener suggestions and design and create an NFT to be auctioned off for a good cause. For instance, funding the still unmade episode of Robin Akiva Fly First Class. I don't remember that. Their retirement accounts or, you know, an actual charity that does good things. Now's the time to get into the NFT market. And your loyal fans would not only have ideas, but they have the means to drive up that auction price way up.
I don't know anything about it. I really. So if you think that there's something there that I know that Anessa sent me a message recently, longtime RHAP listener Anessa, and said that she bought my first tweet.
Me too. Mine too.
Yeah.
She bought my first tweet, $10.
She's buying up our tweets. I said, well, hold on.
It's all going to be richer than Bill Gates.
Yeah. We could have just cut out the middleman. I could have just sold it to you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'll buy anybody wants to buy any of my tweets. I will buy.
Yeah,
I will
sell them. I'm sitting on 100 that I have just like lying around here.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me directly.
What you want to buy? Your first tweet? Your rookie card tweet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Read me your first tweet?
What did she, she sent me a link to it.
I got this too. Now I will say I didn't go through with the purchase.
It's not good. It's not good. If anybody's expecting something, groundbreaking, it's not, it says, let's see. Okay. I think it says, is this it? Trying on a new nickname for myself, the Admiral. Is that right?
Who are you, David Robinson?
I don't know.
So that's your first tweet ever. Trying on a new nickname for myself, the Admiral.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty wild.
There was like the very first one, it was like, I'm trying to see if this is connected to my Facebook or something. I don't know. But
I mean, it's some of the old tweets like did get sort of like, I don't know what happened to them. They are lost the history.
What's the value of this? Like, I like people can say, like, no, you don't get it. You don't get it. But like, who, like, if for this to have value, doesn't another person have to want it? Like, who wants a tweet?
Maybe your biggest stan, Rob?
Well, that could be an essay. Well, can I read my first tweet that she bought for $10?
Yes.
I tweeted on September 16th, 2009. I tweeted, decided to completely stop speaking to elderly people. Told my gramps not to worry. He's grandfathered in.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
I think that's worth $100, that tweet.
$100? How much did she pay for it?
$10.
$10.
No, I'm teasing. I'm happy to sell any of my tweets for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And also, like, my 26th tweet should be the valuable one, because that's how the NFTs work. Like, if your jersey number is 10, like, your the 10th one is the valuable one.
Yeah, I don't know. Isabel, do you have any feelings about this?
This is my first time hearing about NFTs, and I'm not really sold on it yet.
They're very big, Isabel, but not the tweet ones. I hadn't heard about it. I just, if somebody wants to like actually create a Renap sort of NFT thing, I'm all for it, but I don't want to just make a pretend one. Do you know what I mean, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody's going to make it, we had a guest on 32 Fans, and he, like, as a thank you for having him on, sent us like his own like Bitcoin type thing. Like, here, have some Jason coin or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. There's a lot going on, but I feel like we're being left at the altar here, Rob. We should be getting in on the ground.
There's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe clips from the Royal Rumble would sell.
Yeah, like, we don't have a ton of video clips. Maybe it should be more of an RHAP thing.
Maybe
than just
Isabel getting $10,000 in Plinko.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about my shirt? I know that's not an NFT, but how much would that go for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or your cat in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Should we do like a pet NFT, like people's pets doing cute things and selling them?
I don't know. I don't know.
People love animals, Rob.
I'll tell you this, though. I don't feel like there's a lot of comedy in NFT.
No, I want to make money off this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if somebody has ideas on how to make money, you know, Brian Cohen is, not getting us the stock tips in time.
Let us know 6 months after.
Yeah.
After it breaks.
So, all right, let's keep going. I don't know if there's a lot there to do NFT podcasts.
Okay, but I do want an NFT. We don't even have to do the podcast. Like, someone just set it up and then make us very rich.
Mm-hmm.
Another similar one. This is from Greg. By the way, Greg, the champion of last week, also helped with some of the ideas for the
show. Yes, okay. Thank you, Greg.
This is from a different Greg, and the title is Rob's 2017 Stolen Shades. A few people have been listening to the Seinfeld podcast recently, so I think that's why we're getting questions about it. Whatever happened to the shades that Rob's neighbor apparently stole from his car? This is one of the craziest stories in the podcast on the Seinfeld pod.
Yeah.
And I've been wondering about it. I hope justice was served.
So I've had a lot of stuff stolen out of my car over the last couple of years since I lived at this house. And I definitely think that the neighbor is a suspect, but you know, I don't have the evidence.
But it was never solved. This mystery was never solved.
No, at one point I was like, I had a bunch of stuff stolen out of my car, and then I put like a sign like inside my car that said, "Hey, just so you know, like I caught you stealing my sunglasses on camera." I didn't really, but I just wanted to like freak the person out if they walked by again.
Yeah, that would freak me out if I was a thief and I saw that.
Yeah. But Isabel, I don't know if it was truly the neighbor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe that could be a whole podcast to find it out.
Again, this is like sunglasses from 5 years ago.
So it's not the. I will say the mystery Lindsay Wilson's working on might be less substantial than that, but we won't go ahead with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is she working on something?
She is working on something.
Do I know about this?
I told you she's working on it. You don't know the subject.
Okay. All right.
Listen, when it's ready, we'll listen to it. I could tell you after if you want.
You should tell me if they're like, I wouldn't like have somebody working on a podcast idea that you didn't know about.
And sometimes that just happens here, you know.
What do you mean, it's never happened to you. I've never been like, oh, by the way, Akiva, I got somebody working on something that's going to be an episode of this podcast. When it's ready, we'll tell you about it.
I did mention it too. All right, this is from
Isabella. It doesn't sound like he mentioned it to me.
I did. I didn't mention what the topic was. I said Lindsay and somebody else are working on a new audio documentary.
We'll roll the tapes.
There's probably someone out there who like knows which episode, which man. Okay, Ellie or Eli says, my idea is inspired by Akiva's famous idea for a movie or TV show where a president pardons every criminal right before he leaves office because it's an interesting idea that could be developed more. Yeah, so that's my, for the people out there, my idea is a president is very, this is not a, is this is way predates Trump, a very bitter president.
I mean, I think he was in office when you announced it.
Yeah, but it's like maybe a Trumpish figure, but it's not like I'm not like a Johnny come lately with this. This is like a very bitter president is about to leave, and he decides to pardon every single criminal in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And then like that's where the show starts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
People love that idea. Rob, not a
people
big fan.
People love that idea. Who loves that people idea? Love
it. I've gotten messages that I would watch that. That we should, you should write that movie or that show. That's great.
So this president is leaving office and is like, mm-hmm. You know what? I've had it. Everybody's pardoned. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And so does like there's nobody. There's no White House counsel or anything like that. It's like, sir, Madam President.
They might be the only people in jail if they say that.
You can't do this. Like, and everybody's like, well, there's nothing we could do.
Nothing we could do.
Yeah.
I think you could only pardon maybe federal people, not states. So it's not like every prison is empty in the world, in the country, but like, there's a lot of bad guys who are out and about.
Isabel, what do you think?
If it was like a Marvel type movie where they were pardoning villains, then maybe, but, you know. That's about it.
I mean, it's not a comedy. We're not letting like serial killers out and then you know, it just starts the first day. It's like a you know, single cam sitcom. Like there's a guy, our hero who's not going to be the president.
Yeah. Okay.
He's gonna
be like, well, who's the hero? Like the district attorney?
His father is the district attorney. No, it's the hero is like the hero is, what's the guy in Justified?
It's like a sheriff.
Yeah, well, no, what's that guy's name? Who's the actor who plays who from Justified?
Yeah, give me a second. So where is this going?
Okay, so this person says
Timothy Oliphant.
An Oliphant type, maybe a younger Oliphant. Mm-hmm. He's our hero, and his brother, his estranged twin brother. Shout out to twins. His estranged twin brother is out of jail, and he's not happy about it because he's a bad guy. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, where is this going? Well, people want to know more about my thing. They'll have to wait for the movie. But where this is going is Alex says, what if listeners submitted their ideas they have for TV shows or movies? And we can go through them, talk about if we like them or not, and brainstorm ideas to make them better and more developed. And
okay,
then
I like
the
that.
Winning idea gets sent to production.
Yeah. Isabel, would you listen to listener ideas for are we going to punch things up or are we going to
punching things up?
Or is this like Project Greenlight where then we're going to like we're going to make the movie?
I could see it two different ways. You could do a bracket for the idea and then similar to the Song of the Summer, sort of write it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we pick the best one. Like we punch up a bunch. We pick up our favorite after we punch them up. And then maybe we send it back for some sort of, maybe that could be our, is that ultimately our table read?
How about this? Should we have like an intern or somebody who is like wants to, is like an aspiring like film writer who, this could be like their big break.
Mm-hmm. So we're giving away the person's IP to them.
We're going to, I guess so. Somebody's like, hey, look, I'm, I am.
And we got to get cut in too. Too many people are making money out there and we're not making the money, right?
And first, there's a lot of people that have ideas for things that are like, hey, well, I'm never doing anything with this. Let me send it into Robin. Maybe this will get made.
Yeah.
What if Jason Curtis Rivera turned it into a musical?
Well, I don't know if he has I don't want to commit him to like another big project.
Yeah, Jason Curtis Rivera made a song for my son for the outro to NGOG. And then my other son got jealous and he asked for a song and JCR made it. And then my son came to me again today with like a recording thing. And he's like, all right, it's time for another song. I'm like, you think you get a song a week from Jason Curtis Rivera? He said, like, people probably pay him money for that. He's like, well, you have money. Just, you know, offer him money for another. I'm not commissioning a song every
Dad,
week.
Buy me songs.
Buy me songs. Buy me personalized songs. Anyway, yeah, I really like this idea. I would put this on the wheel right now, Rob, where we're pitching, we're punching up people's TV and movie ideas. What do you think?
Yeah, my only question is, what do we do with this idea once we have it?
I agree, but I think that's almost like a separate podcast. Like, I think the first podcast would
What's
really
a separate
be the punch
podcast?
Up. How about this? Okay, so we asked for punch up. So people, Isabel writes in her idea about a talking cat, okay?
Okay.
And it's a talking cat and it can hear it can read dogs' minds. It's like what women want, but it's with cats and dogs. And
okay.
So we're punching it up and we're saying like, okay, what if we get rabbits involved, whatever. But other people are submitting and we're just punching up a bunch of ideas. We're having fun. At the end, we're picking a winning idea and then maybe we'll do something with that. But that's future Rob and Akiva's problem.
Yeah, but what are we doing with it?
On the podcast?
No, what are we going to do with it once we, like, what? Okay, we have this.
So
like, why are people going to send us ideas if we're not saying what we're going to do with them?
Well, I said we'll put a team together of screenwriters and we'll write.
Do we have a team of screenwriters?
Yeah, when we wanted to do a table read or whatever, we had like 30 people say I want to write it. Yes.
Like I think what this is missing is the like Will from America, and I don't know, like maybe like somebody like Phil Thompson or somebody who's like a film student who's somebody who could like really sort of like take this and run with it.
But I don't want to give these people a ton of extra work.
Like, we didn't give Jason Curtis Rivera the work to make the musical. They wanted to.
If somebody volunteers, fine. But I almost think this might work better as a team of people, or at least a duo, than just one person. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, there are some people.
I think it's an episode even without the stakes. Usually, I'm the one who's saying what the stakes, and you're like, fine. And now I think you're saying what are the stakes, but I'm like, I think it just us pitching up.
Sure, punch up movie ideas. Let's call this Project Greenlight.
Project Greenlight.
Okay. Isabel, what do you think?
Sounds like a good plan.
Do you have an idea for a film or movie?
I think Keith was reading my mind about the talking cat.
Talking cat is good.
Yes.
No.
What if the talking cat was president and then freed all of the cats and dogs from the pounds?
And then somehow twins were involved. I'm sold.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Are there twins with cats and dogs? The pets have twins?
I mean, they have like a litter. I'm not sure. Yeah. If like.
Are all pets twins from a litter?
It is a good question. I think many pets are fraternal twins. I'm not sure if like the. Is it the embryo splitting?
Who are you asking? I don't know.
In order to be identical, the embryo has to split.
Yeah, I don't know if people are just doing the genetic research to tell if any of the dogs or cats in a litter are identical twins.
There are Siamese animals.
That's easier to tell. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So are we putting that on the on the wheel? Is that getting the mushroom sound?
Okay. I say let's do it. Okay. How about that? Cool. Oh, I almost did Peppa Pig. Boom.
Wow.
There you go.
I wanted to move to the waiting room for a second, Rob.
Okay.
Okay. A couple things that we like almost put on, but didn't.
Yeah. Did you see any of the smoke between Will from America and Shannon, our Excel Stan?
Oh, well, she said that, that she had some issues with the... The wheel dock.
And then Will from America said there are filters on.
Yeah, she was wrong about the filters. I didn't want to correct her in real time because I didn't know exactly what she was talking about. But yeah, he does have filters. And Shannon can't defend herself. She's not on social media. She's got to get off the Excel and get off. Her only social media is the chat in Excel. The chat in Google Sheets. We gotta get Shannon. Everyone wants to talk to Shannon. Shannon applied for this too, but I, you know.
To be on Price is Right, she'd be so good with the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, she was. I thought she might be a ringer. Yeah, she might just crush us all. Okay.
It's like counting cards.
A couple things. Speaking of Will for America, name that tune. What's the deal with that? What'd we say? We want to do
if
that.
If Will from America can help us do it, I would love to do that.
Yeah. All right. So Will, let me know. Write your answer in the doc when you're listening to this. You don't have to actually message me. And the Real Housewives one, we like that one, but we never put it through.
So I got some updates last night. I did a Facebook Friday, which for the Robbins Podcast patrons, you can check that out. Over 3 hours of taking calls with the patrons of Robbins Podcast, got into a lot of great stuff. Sometimes people do pitch me on Renap stuff, and Sabine called up. She said that her and TikTok Nicole are working on the fake or real Housewives for the wheel. They said that I believe Sabine said it is ready to go as of today.
Okay, so let's put that on the wheel too.
Okay, so we are going to get a bunch of bios on fake and real housewives, and we have to determine if they are real or fake.
Yes, I like that. And like, they should really have some fun with the fake stories and stuff.
Oh yeah, well, they're on it. You know, they're on it. Isabel, are you a housewives
person?
Real
stories are crazy too.
I am not.
Yeah. So you would be able to play along with us.
Right.
What's real and what's fake?
Yes. Unless I was the schmuck, then it would all be fake.
Yes. Oh, that could be revenge on me from when I tricked
Sabine. You think someone's going to schmuck
Sabine.
Us? Yeah. That they're going to come on once in some Renap episode and just lie about everything?
Sabine has the motive after she was on my team on the schmuck.
It's true. It is true. Although she did win, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she won because
Did she win the schmuck? No, she won
your team won because they got tricked less by you.
That's right. That's right. Oops. Bad job by me. Chester had a very like angry message that next day, if you remember. He's like, wasn't Akiva supposed to be trying to lose? He's like doing too well in this game. I don't think he understood the concept that he came up with. Shout out to Chester.
Yes.
Maybe on next week's episode.
Speaking of Chester, are we going to continue our annual tradition of calling a baseball game?
Is that an annual tradition?
Well, we did it last year.
We did do it last year. If I remember correctly, didn't you leave and Chester left and I had to do the rest myself?
I think I said I had a certain amount of time and then the game went on for
the way I remember is the three of us were going to call a baseball game. You had to leave. We started late or something. You left. And then Chester was doing with me. His wife was very pregnant. She's like, go get the kids from school or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chester was like, here, talk to Dr. Chen. Baseball game.
Yeah. Yeah.
His wife on, and she's like, what the F is this? And I hung up immediately. And then I'm sitting there like an idiot announcing a baseball game by myself that nobody listened to.
Yeah, you had a great call for the end, though. Did it end on a Pete Alonso homer?
Yeah, something like that. So I don't know. I might take a year off from the announcing game. I liked it, but I don't know. First of all, we just did it with basketball, and it was pretty wild. I don't know if we could top.
Because I didn't just do it with basketball.
Okay. Well, I have a different idea for you. We're gonna go live after Met games on Clubhouse. That was my idea.
All right.
Should we announce the games in Clubhouse? Should we?
That bums me out when I always say let's do something. You're like, oh no, I just did it on one of my other podcasts. Well,
Did anybody? I have to go back. Like, did people watch it last year? I don't remember. I forgot we did it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Your time is very valuable. I feel like it was
don't try to be like, talk me out of an idea and say it's no. I'm just trying to protect your time.
It was a great use of your time,
right?
Better to have 5 hour nap episode,
right?
Yeah.
I did not watch it.
That's one of my pet peeves when I'm on a call with somebody. And they're like, all right, I know you're busy. I'm going to let you go. No, 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 no. I wanted to. Come on.
I mean,
it's fine. Right,
happy to do it. I'm happy
to
do it.
Let me see. I'll find another baseball fan that wants to do this on a podcast.
Right. No, now I'm getting jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is from Josh the Pizza Guy. I hesitate to read this idea because I think you're going to like it and I don't really like it.
Okay.
I mean, I like it, but I don't want to do it. He says, I have a problem where I can't introduce my friends to an app because of the crazy amount of inside jokes.
Yeah.
So I suggest an episode that explains all of them through an iceberg chart.
An iceberg chart.
I don't know what that is either. I prefer romaine charts. But an iceberg chart is kind of a tier list. I'm very sorry for that. Except all of the well-known things are at the top and the lesser-known things are at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Renap meme iceberg would have something like Seeds Baby and Akiva Can't Tie His Shoes at the top, and then more obscure things like Caffy Taffy near the bottom.
Yeah.
You guys,
is this necessary? Isabel, do you feel like that? Do people need to have like a glossary of inside jokes to be able to enjoy this podcast?
I actually like this idea, because if I were to say I'm chuffed to bits, then mm-hmm. someone might have no idea what mm-hmm. that's coming from. Mm-hmm. So having something to reference to know these inside jokes, I think would be excellent.
Mm-hmm. I guess that it would be good to have a list of some of them, but I feel like that mm-hmm. I don't feel like that you could not jump in. I actually want this podcast to be accessible to anybody who jumps in. I don't like stuff mm-hmm. that's I don't even know. I can't understand anything because it's all so inside.
Earnest question. Would today's episode, in your mind, be an inside episode or anybody could step in and get it?
Yeah. Well, what would you not be able to do if you didn't know Rob's podcast?
I don't think it was over anybody's head.
Yeah.
We did open up pretending to be a Price is Right thing without any sort of amble or preamble.
Mm-hmm.
Every question was related to our podcast, basically. Mm-hmm. And the prize was, I do think just the general concept, maybe because it's not explained every episode.
If you didn't know what the Price is Right was, I don't think you could have enjoyed this episode.
That is true. If you don't know what the Price is Right is, this episode was not for you. I would agree mm-hmm. with that. I don't know. Just because we don't, I'm not saying we should explain the concept every week, but we don't. So I do think you do, if you are pitching your friends, and shout out to Josh the pizza guy who has so many friends he's trying to mm-hmm. explain Renap to. I think you do have to give people the elevator pitch for Renap beforehand, just explaining how it works.
Okay.
I don't think it's a jokes make it. I think the concept is trickier than the not the structure is trickier than the inside joke.
I don't know. I think that there's not enough things that are sort of people are not getting. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too inside the forest to see the trees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let us know what things would need to be explained.
Reference is a Renap reference. The forest for the trees, right?
It is not.
That started with us.
It is not. So I don't know. Isabel, what's your takeaway on this?
I mean, I think at the very least, just explaining the general concept, what is the mailbag? What is a crappy movie diaper? It might be helpful. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a YouTube video of 10 minutes mm-hmm. of this is your, a Renap 101.
I like that.
Yeah,
and then before somebody listens, here's everything you need to know about Renap in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad. I like that idea. We should have done that for Renap 101.
Or for Renap X. Mm-hmm.
I have an idea from Sarah, Rob.
Yeah.
Excuse me, from Shira. Okay. Shira says, I think that, by the way, Shira didn't do this, but I do like when very people with very Orthodox Jewish names write in and write how to pronounce their name as if Akiva Wieneker is not going to know. That mm-hmm. always makes me laugh. Shira says, and Shira did not do that. Shira says, I think that Rob watching Stiesel with Akiva explaining things to him so that he understands it could be a good time.
What is Stiesel?
She's going to get into it. Season 3 of Stiesel is coming to Netflix on March 25th. So it's perfect timing. Another way you could use this idea is there's a lot of Israeli TV shows that have been made into American TV shows, such as Hostages. Also, Homeland was an Israeli show, but who would watch that now? So you could compare some of those, similar to the idea about comparing British TV shows to the American TV show. Our idea from last week, British TV shows are rubbish.
Yes. Okay. Is that officially on the wheel? British TV shows are rubbish?
No, it is not on the wheel. It's in the waiting room.
We didn't
pick out the shows. So an ultra-Orthodox family living in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem reckons with love loss and the doldrums of daily life. That's Stiesel.
Do you like Stiesel?
I've never seen it.
Are you a Stiesel stan? Is it a comedy? Is it a sitcom?
I believe it's a sitcom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's it's a drama. Sorry, it's a drama.
Is the remake coming to Netflix or the actual show's coming to Netflix?
Yeah, so sometimes the remake comes. Like I watched the show, which is on Netflix, but they also are making an English language version, which was very good. I'm blanking on the name right now, but yeah, Stiesel, that one, and there's a lot. There's 10 or 15 Israeli shows that are popular.
I mean, I trust you on if you think that this will be a good podcast, then we can.
When Heroes
watch.
Fly, that's the name of the show I was thinking of that people should watch.
When Heroes Fly,
I don't think we have to talk about it on the podcast.
It feels like a clubhouse?
More of a 32 fans idea. Probably.
Okay.
Israeli TV stuff. I don't know. Listen, if we're watching foreign TV shows, it's got to be SCOM, I think.
Like okay.
Non-English language TV shows.
All right, so you're passing on Stiesel.
Yeah, I like the pitch. I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is from Elizabeth.
Yeah.
She says, I'm a longtime listener of RHAP and a very new listener of RAANAP. How do you get into it, Elizabeth? You start from episode one? The show is a lot of fun, but I'm a total casual. I bounce around a lot and cherry pick episodes based on topic. All right, she answered the question. Now you have it's by the way, you have to listen to every episode. That's part of the rule. So mm-hmm. Elizabeth, go back to the beginning. By the way, Rob, I was walking on the street this week and a guy walked over to me. He's like, I just want you to know my wife had never listened to your podcast before, but I sent her the link and she listened to last week's episode.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, you started her out off with a 4-hour, 11-minute episode.
Yes.
I thought that was funny. And she loved it. She's like, I want. She wants.
And this
to know
was
the
a stranger. This was a friend of mine.
Okay. I ran into.
Yes.
Yeah. But isn't that wild? Like they started with a 251-minute episode.
Mm-hmm.
Could watch like The Godfather 1 and then part of Godfather 2.
Sure.
That chose last week's Renette. I thought that was funny. Anyway, by the way, we did not get one complaint last week, Rob, that the episode was too long. I think that's like interesting as a podcaster, like people
I
like
almost
the shows,
never
like
have it. Gotten complaints yeah. that the podcast
isn't
is too
interesting?
Long.
But if people don't like a podcast, they'll say it. Like, yeah. if they don't like a
Isabel,
series in general.
Have you ever complained a podcast was too long?
No, I have not. And I knew that was 4 hours long about, so that's why I was able to get on stage for the first round.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Oh, that's how you won, you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had such a specific answer there with the seconds. We didn't even get into that. 14444. I know you guys, this is Elizabeth again, saying you guys did a show called TLC Shows Are Trash. But I didn't listen to it. Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it was only about 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. I've also heard you say that at least twice that if someone told you reality TV is fake, you'd believe it. Anyway.
Who said that?
Elizabeth. I don't remember saying that. So get this, Elizabeth.
If somebody
says,
told you reality TV was fake, you would believe it?
I don't. Maybe she's talking about like The Real Housewives. I'm not sure what Elizabeth's mm-hmm. talking about here. She's a longtime listener of RHAP. She knows all about reality
okay.
TV.
Okay.
So Elizabeth says, I was on TLC's Extreme Cheapskates in 2014.
Oh.
LOL, it's a funny story that I hardly ever get to tell. I actually often forget this even happened, and I've never watched my episode. At the time, my best friend and I were 22 years old and legitimately living a frugal lifestyle by running a Craigslist business to support ourselves post-college. The show originally reeled us in under the guise that this would be profiled, but the entire premise changed once we met our producer. We ended up being featured on a special. It was called Vacations. And the whole thing was so bananas. Not going to reference that.
Mm-hmm.
Could be fun to talk to you guys about. If you ever decide to do a TLC Shows Are Trash take two. Only thing is, I need to file my old jalopy of a laptop and read the contract I signed to see if I agreed to not say anything.
Well, what
do you think?
What?
I don't know. This person was on Extreme Cheapskate. So they're saying if we do more TLC shows,
but
are
is
trash,
she a cheapskate? It makes it sound like that she was like a brought on there under false pretenses.
I think they were very cheap, but then it made them seem even cheaper. That's my impression from the email.
Isabel, is this something that's interesting? I'm so lost in the weeds of where this was even going.
It was all over the place.
I'm just thinking about Trading Spaces and how awful that show was when they had, you know, someone had hay glue all over their house and it was, yeah. So there might be some content here. I just don't know how exactly it would have to play out to be interesting.
Hmm.
Maybe people like a tell-all of like people that were on the show, although she brings up a good point
maybe
about the contract.
Yeah, file that one away for like if somebody, like we ever have an episode where people are sharing stories about something, but it feels like not enough there to structure an episode around this one story.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
And we didn't even get the story of, like if it's a good story.
Well, maybe she wanted to save it for
I
the
guess
podcast.
So. This is like when somebody applies to be on a reality show is like oh, you gotta, like, call me back because I got to tell you this other thing, but you know, I feel like that. Like, let us know a little bit more of the details.
Yeah, this is from Anthony. It's Robin Akiva's Great Adventure. I'm a day one fan of the podcast with my first mailbag pitch, Robin Akiva's Great Adventure. The idea of this episode is that Robin Akiva take a deep dive into the world of Barney and Friends. I'm out.
Yeah, pass.
Listen, we can't all be winners.
Isabel, you want to hear us talk about Barney?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You got like a Barney tournament.
Still around? Like, do your kids even know who Barney is?
I think they know who Barney is, but I think that Barney has lost a. Who's the new Barney, Akiva?
Who is the new Barney? Go, Corey Chase.
Coco Corey Chase?
I don't know who that is. My son was just watching it when we were talking before.
Yeah. Hip Hop Harry. That's what Ganja says.
Hip Hop Harry.
I don't know Hip Hop Harry.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I do like having the other people in the, yeah, like, the sort live of chatting.
The live chat. You know, Akiva, I have a handwritten mailbag pitch that got sent to the P.O. box, but I don't have it on my desk. Can you vamp with Isabel for a second while I go
Isabel
grab it?
Isabel and I will vamp. She's queen of vamping.
What do you want to vamp about?
What should we talk about, Isabel? So your cat is behind you.
Yes. I gave her a shout out earlier. Her name is Booby. She's no longer in camera.
I thought you were going to say, okay.
Oh, there she is.
It's a wild name for a cat. Yeah, so what do you think you're going to do with this shirt afterward? Your shirt says, I'm chuffed to bits.
Yeah, so these
are... Hi, Rob.
It's a, yeah, $1 Rob. And so I can actually peel all of this off, so I didn't ruin the shirt necessarily, but I will keep it, and I probably will actually keep it in a memory box.
Do you have memory boxes? Is that a real thing?
I do. I have at least like 4 or 5 like shoe boxes worth of just tickets, show tickets, you know, brochures.
Okay. All right. So
like
you
that.
Made it sound like very formal when you said memory box, but it's just like stuff I don't want to throw out, but it's right. not, I'm probably not going to use it anytime soon.
Right.
I have
exactly.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, the like fake, the standings for my Madden season when I was in sixth grade. I got stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
Marab, do you have any memory boxes?
I have like boxes of junk.
Okay, fair enough. That's what we're talking about.
Don't have one, just one. Okay. The handwritten note, I have not read it yet. Okay. This is from one of our listeners. Okay. That is a person named Evie. Evie. This is very short note. Robin Akiva beat up a listener.
What?
Robin Akiva break into my apartment and stomp on my head. This is a great idea. What is this, a serial killer writing to me?
I can't believe. I hope that's a P.O. box, not your home address.
It was a P.O. box. And then somebody said that. I didn't read it until I'm like, oh, this is going to be gold because somebody wrote a handwritten letter.
Well, someone check on Evie, please.
Yeah.
Robin Akiva beat up a listener. What?
Who are we beating up?
What is going on?
What,
Evie,
what
is
condition
okay?
is this person in?
Evie, maybe this was like, this letter also might have been waiting in your mail P.O. box for like months,
yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Like the okay.
Shut down the P.O. box.
Yeah.
Don't send this in. Email only now.
That's why.
You like that?
Isabel, what do you think? What should we even do with that?
I don't know. I'm scared for Evie. I'm scared for you guys. So.
But it's weird. It's not weird. Like a threat like, hey, I'm coming to your house to beat
you. Yeah.
Like, hey, true. Will Robin Akiva come and beat me up?
Put that on the NFT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
That is wild. John John says, maybe it's one of those trolls who hate you, Rob. Well, that makes it even worse, John John.
Yeah, well, why would a troll want me to come and beat them up?
Yeah, well, maybe they're trapping you. That's the troll trap.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Rob just said he's going to beat me up on a podcast.
Megan says, Akiva, tell us about the time you met that famous guy. I don't know what Megan's talking about. I don't know anybody famous.
Who's the most famous person you ever met?
Like, what does meeting mean?
You were in the same room as.
In the same, well, I mean, are you in the same room as like Roger Federer when you're at the US Open? Do you know what I mean? Like, does the room
no.
have to be closed? I've been in the same room as like LeBron James, but he was at work.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's like not.
Like, how do you mean?
So
what do you mean? Like, you were at like Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
That's not the I same mean, room. That's I, not the same room.
Okay. Then we need to like set our parameters. So it's not an athlete at a game.
Yeah. If you have bought a ticket for a performance, that you are not, you didn't meet the person.
When we sat next to James Gandolfini at a Knick game, but he's not on the Knicks, does that count?
Did he acknowledge your presence?
Probably. I think it was me, my wife, his fiance, we didn't end up marrying, and then him.
Okay.
So like, I don't know if he acknowledged my presence, but maybe his he acknowledged my wife's presence or his fiance acknowledged my presence.
Yeah. If you sit like, next
you
to somebody, I mean? That's it. You've
we're
met
in
them.
Like the Spurs huddle. We were like in the Spurs huddle. So like,
if you went to a concert, you didn't meet the person who was on stage.
You don't meet like, yeah. So how about like outside of sporting events or musical theater situations, most famous. Roger Federer walking past me on the street, but he didn't like know I was there, so no.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a celebrity sighting. I mean, I worked with like who's like, I don't know.
Who's the most famous person you've ever spoken to?
Tiki Barber.
Okay.
Peter King. Like anybody who works on Sunday Night Football, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you, Isabel? I don't have a great answer here.
Yeah. So
your answers are like too good, Rob.
Yeah. Stephanie and I are known for like randomly running into celebrities. The most famous person I've ran into randomly was Bill Clinton on the street in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
And how had the conversation go with Bill Clinton?
It was so I saw him from afar and I was like, is that Bill Clinton? I didn't see any security by him. But then I look farther back and there was no one was going up to him to like take pictures or anything. But then some people did. So I just went up to him and just said hi and got a picture and left. Hey. I didn't want to bother him too much.
Did you tell him your name?
No.
OK, because people say Bill Clinton never forgets women's names.
Maybe that's a good thing. I didn't tell him my name.
Mm-hmm.
OK.
Yeah.
So
my friend John told me.
There you go. All right. Akiva, do we have anything else for the mailbag?
I think I'm good. Do you have anything? Do the people in the backstage have anything?
Let's see if anybody has anything that they can
put some stuff on the wheel or next to the wheel.
All right. John is raising his hand. He says he has something. All right. All right. Coming out of the bullpen. Here he is. Let's see what he has. John.
Hey, I'm
by the way, the answers from the people in the chat. John met Kelly Ripa, Gonzo met Kwame Kilpatrick, and Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, those are good answers.
Okay. All right, John, do you have a pitch for the wheel?
Oh, wait, did you meet John? Did you meet Kelly Ripa at Live with Regis or Michael and Kelly?
I went
that
to.
That doesn't count, according to Rob.
That doesn't count because I took a selfie with her when. Although, I think it was like. No, it was like first time, it was like. Okay, it was like she was filming her little promo for like region stuff, and then I was cheering for my area, and then so she's like, "Oh, come on over, come here, and like you know, promo with me."
Yeah, it's a little bit different. If you were just sitting in the audience at like when I go to a Met game, I didn't meet Pete Alonso. Like if he comes in the stands and takes pictures with the fans, that's different.
Fair enough. That'd be a wild game.
Yeah. All right.
What's your pitch, John?
Yeah, John.
Okay. So I got a couple. So do you want me? Okay. So. Are we still going to do bracket season, especially we only have one bracket right now?
Let's see. If it's gold, we can figure out a way to fit it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about a nerd bracket, as I call it?
Okay.
But what world's like the famous nerds?
No, it's like what?
Candy? Like,
what? Don't even think about it. I'm not in there.
No, it's like what kind of... No, it's like, you know, the topic of nerd stuff. Like
okay, Pokemon, like... So nerd stuff or nerds? Like, is it Urkel or is it like pocket protectors?
It's like pop culture stuff.
Okay.
That you know, you have nerds, like you have Riverdale nerds, you have like I don't know.
Like who's the biggest self-proclaimed nerd in a given subject? Like we're looking for the biggest
stands. It's basically the same thing you're saying.
Something like that, but instead of like, you know, top food or any of those ranch stuff, we just, you know.
Yeah, I think it's very similar to what we did last. Well, what's the next idea, John?
Okay, this is a weirdest one. I got a couple weird ones, but...
It doesn't involve us beating up a listener, right?
Mm-hmm. John, you do not want us to come to your house and beat you up. Not that we ever would. We love you, John. Mm-hmm.
I'm that person who doesn't want to be beat up. Or good. It's like, I'll just be like, I'm not into confrontations.
Okay, fine. Once we knock down the door, it might be too late, John.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the weirdest ones I have first is, I don't know, a good topic, a good quote or, what do you mean? It's like, you know, but Rodney Kiba becomes what? Band of the Weekend?
Of the musician?
Yes.
Well, he's boycotting the Grammys. I just read that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stand him and especially his music? It's like, you know.
Do you like the Weekend? I didn't.
Do you like the Weekend, John?
When you listen to his music, like what?
Let's play this out. Okay, so what do we do on Robin Akiva's Stay on the Weekend?
And by the way, Rob, did you see the Weekend Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes, I did.
It was
fine. Yeah, it was just fine.
Yeah.
Well, COVID.
It'd be like, I need to do a whole episode.
Isabel,
about this guy
would
now.
You like to hear Akiva and myself do a podcast talking about how we stay on the Weekend?
No, I wouldn't. No.
I like the Weekend, but I don't love him. It would be funnier if we loved him or hated him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking you just watch his music and all that.
Yeah. I don't know if there's enough there, John. You got anything else?
I don't think there's enough there. Megan says she met Ross Matthews and she played beer pong with the guys from Super Troopers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Last one.
Okay. Maybe just a few crappy movie diaper ideas.
Last five.
Have you heard the movie Furry Vengeance?
Furry Vengeance.
Yeah, the Brendan Fraser.
Is that the idea I pitched to Isabel before, where it's like the cats against
the cat
dogs?
Becomes president and then frees all the dogs that are in the kennel?
Well, maybe the imprison the dog. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
What is Furry Vengeance, John?
It is a 2010 film starring Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
And apparently, like, he lives in this community with, like, animals who are like, you know, are so mad at him because he's like terrorizing. He's like basically terror. Like,
when you say apparently, you're implying you have not seen this film.
Oh, I did. A couple
okay,
times.
Fine. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like saying that. Oh, the animals, the wildlife in there are mad at him because he's tearing down his stuff, and like it's like an all-out war.
Well, this movie made some money at the box office, Rob. Dan Sanders, a real estate developer, must oversee the construction of a green housing development in the Oregon woods, but a furry rebellion led by raccoons stands in the way of this project.
Yeah.
7% on Rotten Tomatoes, 3.8 on IMDb, so it is bad.
Yeah, just because a movie is bad does not a crappy movie diaper make.
Sure.
You know, I think that there needs to be a hook as to why this is particularly interesting to Robin Akiva or the audience. Do you know why that... Could you explain why the listeners would care, John?
Well, it did star a few knowns, like Ken Jeong and Brooke Shields. I don't know if any Brooke Shields, but there's also a High School Musical alumni on that cast.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know if there's enough there for Furry Vengeance, John.
Okay,
We did do a furry convention, Megan points out, episode of CSI.
No, we did not do a furry convention episode of CSI.
There was no furries?
Episode of CSI, but we did not podcast about it.
Should we go back and watch
that? That wouldn't be burned in your brain if we podcast about an episode of CSI with
it
a furry
weird
convention?
That like rang a bell. It is probably strange that I was like, oh yeah, we did watch that.
Yeah.
Furry convention.
Yes.
Meghan Markle was in the episode we watched.
Yes. Maybe should we retweet out that episode of like, hey, here's our podcast talking about Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Listen, you got any clout you could possibly get. Sure.
Yeah. All right, John, anything else?
Oh, I got one more.
All right. Mm-hmm. Real quick.
Okay. So I know this is going to be the weirdest one, but how about you?
The weirdest one is still coming.
Okay.
How about you?
It won't be the weirdest pitch today because you're not because of the whole beating up a person up thing.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but how about you and Rob morph into Rangers?
We become Power Rangers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work, John?
Well, basically, get like a Power Rangers fan, like me, and then we talk about the history. Pitching.
Yeah.
Talk about the history of all the franchise Power Rangers, and then
aren't there five Power Rangers? Who are the other Rangers? Me, Rob. Who else? Can Isabel be a Power Ranger?
No, I'm thinking about Animorphs, though.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Isabel, do you have any interest in hearing Akiva and myself explore the history of the Power Rangers?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Sorry, John.
I think it's like the piece of pop culture I'm the least interested in.
Star Wars?
I think I would watch every Star Wars movie before I watched 2 hours of Power Rangers.
Yes. Okay.
It's not that long.
Hold on. John, let me see if I can bring in somebody to help your pitch. Gonjo says that it's actually interesting. Gonjo, that you feel like that Robin Akiva explore the Power Rangers is a good idea?
I'm not going to say fully it's a good idea, but the Power Rangers storyline is very interesting. Like, they were basically denied, like, rejected for a lot of years. They didn't give up. So
who the actual Power Rangers or the actors?
The creator of the Power Rangers.
Hmm.
So basically, you know, how Hollywood or how any big studio go, you pitch for so long and the creator never gave up.
Okay.
So I don't know, John. I feel you on that. I like the Power Rangers. Power Rangers are cool. Power Rangers have had a long history on TV. So
it's
been long. So.
Yeah, I think Akiva. I think I'm smelling a Gonjo and John Power Rangers rewatch podcast coming.
Power Rangers pod.
I've been wanting to do that.
I'm down, John.
All right.
There we go. Yeah.
All right. Congratulations.
I think because I remember my sister watching Power Rangers. So I think Power Rangers is 35 and under.
By the way, just watch the movie.
Yeah. Akiva, no. Do you get into heaven if you set up podcasters?
Like, three podcasts.
I think I'm good there too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we got plenty. You have plenty.
I think
I'm
covered on a lot of different ways. A lot of different angles. All right.
Honestly, I don't want to sort of scare you, but I think that's hell.
No. Okay. All right. Well, Gondra, thank you for weighing in on that. John, thanks for all the ideas. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else, Akiva?
I think we got to spin the wheel.
Let's spin the wheel. Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's there. Isabel, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about what's coming up here on the wheel right now. And so I'll be able to share the wheel with you both here today. Season 3, episode 7. It's been a minute since we did season 3, episode 7, right?
Yeah, when I was counting the 18 that we've done, I realized we've only done one or two in the last bunch of months.
Yeah, I think Boy Meets World, I think, was like...
Family Matters are the only two we've done in like the last like 5 months.
Yeah, okay. We have the coin flip. Not sure if that's the coin flip bracket, the crappy movie diaper. People's Choice. Price is Right is off the wheel. You Are a Shark Week is in quicksand for May 1st, but it's still on the wheel. Spinoffs Are Trash. The Sequel Mechanism, that's just the census. HGTV shows are trash. Robin Keefe, Get Trekked. That's in the running for being on the wheel for the longest amount of time.
Yep, that's been there a while.
Podcast Power Hour, listening to 20 some odd podcasts.
That'll be fun. Ooh, this would be the worst week for that. That would be funny if it comes up.
Okay.
Busy season. It's the NCAA tournament.
Sex and a Kiwi, the core four. Isabel, you still excited about that?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
Yes. Okay. I think that'll be good. By the way,
what power Isabel has, she could do the first listener's choice today.
Yeah.
Could be hers.
Then we have a High School Musical, guest choice, TV theme song bracket. Akiva, is that up to 16 spots on the wheel today?
It is. And I will say, just for the loyal listeners out there, if that does come up, which sounds it's about at least a 50% chance, that will not be recorded probably until at least next Sunday. So in case you like to eat your Cheerios while you listen to Renap on Sunday morning, that probably won't happen next week if that's what comes up.
There's a lot of people. I mean, how long does it take to eat a bowl of cereal?
4 hours, 11 minutes.
If you ate one Cheerio at a time and ate the whole box, you can enjoy your Renap with Cheerios. Cheaters is on the wheel. Real or fake Housewives of Project Greenlight have been added to the wheel today, but they are not eligible for next week's episode. So I can show you what the wheel actually looks like today, because I have
big wheel.
Big wheel here. And so you can see that. All right.
It's almost exactly half. Yeah. Right. For the TV theme song bracket.
TV theme song bracket is just under half of the wheel. Everything else. The red spot is season 3, episode 7, which is two spots large. All right. So. Here we go. Let's see what's coming up on episode 125 next week. A big mile marker in Robin and Community Podcast. All right.
Yeah, a quarter of the way to 500.
Here we go. And it's looking like, it is the TV theme song bracket.
What a shocker.
Okay. So bracket season. Kiva, you want to set up what we're going to do?
So 2 years ago, we did a TV theme song bracket. Me, you, Alexander Chester. Where we pick the best TV theme song in history. Definitely the most feedback we've ever gotten for a podcast. We are going to do it again, this time with all new theme songs. So
the best
we'll see.
32 songs that were not in the original bracket.
Yes, the best 32 that were not. But people say there were a lot of snubs and flubs, and we're going to right some wrongs, and we will be joined by not just Alex Chester, but by Chappelle. Brandon Chappelle will be here next week.
Okay.
Hopefully, as long as we can find a time for all four of us, very busy people. Too busy to call a baseball game. Not too busy to be here for the TV.
For the record, I am not too busy to call a baseball game.
All right, we'll talk about it. Well, we're at a time for the baseball game. Yeah. It just can't be this week. I'm swamped.
You don't want to do it. I can. I'm a big guy. I can get over it.
Isabel, are you a big baseball fan? Would you call a baseball game with Rob?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Isabel, what would you like to hear in the TV theme song bracket?
I didn't listen to the last one, but I'm first thing that comes to mind is Full House.
Yeah, I think that was a snub last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now the only thing is I'm going to set up a form probably Tuesday or Monday. We're going to get so many suggestions, even though I will make it very clear which shows are not eligible.
Mm-hmm.
So many suggestions for shows that are not eligible. And then so many complaints afterwards for why was this show not eligible to begin with?
Yeah.
Like, why was the show not picked? So but I'm excited for a lot of misunderstandings.
I
want to
put my foot down on this is
32.
Like, Thrifty I don't want to get there next week. And it's like, well, actually, it's going to be 48 and there's going to be playing games.
Chester
and
would be, never.
Yeah.
He would never.
Like, last time was over 4 hours.
Mm hmm.
Like, yeah. Doesn't need to.
I'm with you.
Doesn't need
Start
to be that
at
long.
The Thrifty 32. That's what they say.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And even the Stan tournament, like, we record that over 2 days. Putting out a 4 hour podcast, not that bad. Recording a 4 hour podcast, not my favorite thing to do.
Okay. And with 4 hour podcast with no breaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot. You know, you're listening in 2X. We're recording in 1X.
We should be able to record in 2X, actually. That's
ideal.
That's not a bad idea.
That would be ideal. Okay. All right. Isabel, what's coming up next for you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Clubhouse at MissAbelle22. That's MissAbelle22. I also want to plug the Wombat Water podcast, which is a podcast that drafts things and plays games to determine which thing is the best thing. And I just hosted a podcast all about eggs that is coming out soon.
It's what do you mean a podcast? Like scrambled eggs?
Just about different types of egg preparation. So like sunny side up, poached egg, and there's a whole draft and games. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of eggs,
yes.
Do you think the Frasier theme song with Tossed Salad and Scrambled Eggs, is that going to be in next week, Rob?
Like, it's not really much of a theme song. Like, it was like an outro more than it's like a Jason Curtis Rivera of like just like making a song for the end of the episode.
Interesting.
Like, that wasn't like how the show would open. It's how the show would end.
Mm-hmm. So, Isabel, you're a big egg person.
And I love eggs.
And that episode is about eggs. And that's with our friend KFC.
Correct. Or produced by KFC, Corey B's on this episode. They've done podcasts about Halloween candy with Chappelle and with pizza with Josh Wigler. Mm-hmm. They also hosted a Survivor ORG on Animal Crossing that they produced into a amazing 3-episode podcast that I was a contestant on. So I really recommend checking it out at wombatwater.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. All right. And then, Kiva, what's coming up for you?
We had a big week this week. 32 fans, we did the logo bracket.
Yes.
It was myself and my other two co-hosts. Did you feel a little left out? You were not invited there?
I didn't really think of it that way until...
Now I feel bad. Do you want to come on for the second half of that?
No, I'm good.
Maybe instead of announcing a game, you should come on for the second half of the logo bracket.
No, I mean, feel like you're already on your way. You've already recorded part one. Seems fine.
So we did a logo bracket. People seemed to like it. Somehow Allie got added to a tier as a Patreon tier on 32 fans. I have no idea what happened there and how it cost us money somehow. And so that was fun. People like that. We'll do part two, hopefully this week if we can find the time. But again, I'm very busy. And then NGOG, we had MJC, our old friend MJC on this week's episode.
Yeah, they had MJC and they didn't have you.
Well, I did sleep through. Second time in my podcast history. The first time was a season 31 preview of Survivor with Jessica Lisa and Mike Bloom, where we were, do you remember this? You did interviews with almost all 32 survivors who were contestants.
Yeah, so you did a reaction show. Yes.
We did two reaction shows, but the first time I was ever going to do it, I fell asleep, overslept.
Is
by
that
many
what happened
hours.
To John at the start of this episode?
It's possible. I remember waking up and being like, I guess I'm fired from Rob as a podcast. We'll never do another show on that network. Mm-hmm. I hadn't overslept in about 6 years. And then I overslept by a couple hours on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's the danger of doing 3 a.m. podcasts.
Yeah.
The danger time was 3:30 a.m.
Okay.
So those are fun. I'm excited for this show next week. NCAA tournament. I like to plug that billion-dollar business. Everyone should watch the NCAA tournament because we didn't have it last year, and you don't appreciate things until they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my favorite thing in the world. What else? University of Connecticut Huskies basketball team. That's about it. I'm good.
You don't have anything else coming up?
Am I Passover? Am I supposed to plug Passover? What, the Mets season? What am I supposed to plug? Am I missing something?
I don't know.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Okay.
Are you a matzah guy, Rob? Are you excited for Passover?
I'm not a matzah person.
Isabel, you ever tried matzah?
I have not, but I would.
I don't think you're missing much.
Yeah,
but you could do it. KFC could do like a matzah bracket on.
Can I put peanut butter on it? I feel like that'd be fun.
Of course, yeah, of course. Just peanut butter and jelly. That's one of the most popular things to put on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got plenty of else going on here on Rob Has a Podcast. A lot of stuff going on. I've been counting down the Survivor seasons every single week.
Oh,
and every week
okay.
I do a big
recap
of there the Survivor season.
That's what I forgot to plug.
This past week, I talked about the 31st best season of Survivor. And this week, I'll be talking about the 30th best season of Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have quite the panel for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, usually
how
people...
How many fights do you think Allie and I will get into on that episode?
Well, for people who don't know, yeah, that Akiva, that I thought he was excited to do this with Allie Lasher.
I plug things that I already did, not mm-hmm. that I'm going to do.
Yeah,
I didn't plug
coming up this week.
Episodes.
So, yeah, this this could be a week where in the span of, this could be the most hours of Akiva you ever get in 1 week.
It is true. I was thinking about pausing some episodes this week, but yeah. And also we got to watch 13 episodes of Survivor Karamoan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Some of that could be a slog.
Yeah.
The beginning of it.
Yeah. What was it about Survivor Karamoan? Not to do the podcast now.
I'll save it for them. I'll tell you the reason now. Because it was the first season I listened to Rob as a podcast.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Origin story. All right.
It's my origin story, baby.
Okay. Well, Isabel, congratulations again on winning the Price Right. I know that seems like that was very long ago.
No, thank you. I'm 2-0 on RHAP game shows. I won the Taskmaster as well. So
yes. Okay. All right. Well, Isabel, thank you again. Thanks everybody that was on our panel. I'm gonna go now just be very relieved that we got the Prices Right done today after everything getting ready to be here for that. Thank you so much for listening. We always appreciate you making it to the end of these podcasts and looking forward to hearing what everybody thought about the episode. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Here come Men in Black. Won't let you remember. All right, check it. Let me tell you this in closing. Although it might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, look at the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, because that's the man in. Here come the man in black, here they come, Galaxy Defenders. Here come the man in black, here they come.